Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's happening? Welcome back to the Rashad Ridge Morning Show. Good to be with you. Earlier this week, a MARTA employee bus operator became a whistleblower and called this program and talked about issues relating to sanitation, hazard pay, and also social distancing. The MARTA bus operator indicated that the current reports coming from MARTA are not as accurate as some may think. She had her opportunity to come on the show and to air her grievance and to say what she felt was necessary to say. I will tell you this, she is not a singular voice. She represented many who have contacted this show and other news agencies about MARTA. Well, MARTA got in touch with me through one of their execs, a remarkable guy, Virgil Flood, coordinated an opportunity for us to engage with the CEO of MARTA. And let me say this, MARTA has some remarkable employees. I said this at the beginning of the show. I said this earlier this week. Employees throughout MARTA, there are some great people, okay? So this is not about bashing MARTA, about getting answers and making sure the public is safe and the integrity of our protocols are maintained so that everybody is safe. I have on the show the CEO and general manager of MARTA, Jeffrey A. Parker. Jeffrey, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for giving me an opportunity to speak this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. I'm going to read wording from a press release that came out on March 25th. From you. It says, MARTA stands by our role as a provider of essential infrastructure. Our frontline employees are everyday heroes who drive buses, run trains, protect our customers, and clean vehicles and stations. I applaud the fortitude and resilience they show every day by coming to work despite the anxiety and uncertainty that has become the new normal. While additional operational changes may be forthcoming, we are implementing the following changes to current operations to better protect our staff. And we've talked about what those changes are on this program throughout the week.
Sure.
Let me ask you this question, Mr. CEO. This is directly to the allegation from the bus operator and others who stand with that bus operator. Are you all properly sanitizing all structures every day at the MARTA company?
Yes, we've put together a protocol to every night clean all of our buses and trains. We've made sure, geez, it feels like months ago, but it's weeks ago. You know, we made sure that the chemicals that we're using properly provide a disinfectant against this insidious virus. And we are, standing behind the men and women of the HEU Local 732 who do that cleaning. We're cleaning the stations during the day. We have heavy cleaning overnight. We're focusing on points where people touch, whether it's the grab rails on a bus or a breeze machine within the station. So we are working hard and taking extremely serious the cleanliness and focusing on where our customers and where our employees are touching. Let me just, we jumped right into that, but I just want to echo what you said and stand by the statement that you read. You know, our frontline employees are just the backbone of this organization. We've got an essential service to provide transit so that the men and women of this metro area who have to get to work are getting to work to do all of those important things that we need. And I just want to thank everybody who wakes up every day and comes to work and works so hard. And that includes Kim, who called the show. And had a lot of anxiety on the phone call, had a lot of concerns, and I'd love to have the opportunity to talk through and make sure we set the record straight on what we're doing.
Let's talk about protective gear. That was another complaint from her that MARTA was not providing gloves, face mask, even cleaning solution. They talked about a 2-ounce hand sanitizer. What is being done to make sure that they have protective gear?
Yeah, so first and foremost, what we're doing is we are making sure that we follow all the recommendations of public health and the CDC around what our employees need to have to protect themselves and protect the public. So we have a lot of employees, cleaners and mechanics, who need to wear protective equipment to do their job safely and protect themselves. And we are making sure that we're supplying that equipment and maintaining proper inventory of those supplies so that they can do their job safely. We've had a lot of concern and I think the comment by the bus operator who called in was about gloves, and that we had made a promise to provide gloves and not come through on that promise. We are simply following what the CDC is recommending. And to date, although there is a debate about changing this, but to date, the CDC has not recommended that the public and transit workers wear masks or wear gloves. So what we've done instead is we've encouraged operators, if they feel comfortable wearing masks or wearing gloves, we're allowing them to do that, even though the CDC is not recommending that they do that. They want to make sure that that equipment is available to healthcare workers. And they don't, and from what I've read and what I understand, that not providing sufficient protection for individuals in the public like transit workers. We provided a $50 stipend because we recognize, and that was paid to all of our frontline employees yesterday, actually, to make sure that we're reimbursing them if they are buying any material. And then the other thing that we've done is we've supplied cleaners. There's been a reference to hand sanitizers, but we've put wipes in the hands of our bus operators so that the driver's compartment or rail operator's compartment has wipes or sanitizing fluids so that they can clean their work areas. And we're committed to continue to do that.
All right. March 10th, a memorandum went out that said MARTA will not be distributing masks or gloves to employees who do not normally wear them in the course of their duties and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Do you stand by that memorandum today?
Yeah, and it is wholly based on the recommendations of the CDC. I will mention that did read this morning, and we've been tracking this. The CDC, I believe, is going to change their recommendation about masks. We are already in the process of, they haven't yet, but I think they're preparing to, and recommending that everybody wear masks. And these are disposable masks, that the ones that hang over your ears. We're working hard to order them. We're in the process of ordering them, and as soon as we get them, and as soon as the CDC is saying that's the right thing to do, we're absolutely going to work to get those distributed to our employees. This is not trivial, and we don't take it trivial, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can, and recognizing that the public health experts are the experts in how individuals need to protect themselves. So we're leaning.
Jeffrey, I want to say this, man. I have to insert this. The CDC will come out and say it's time to wear masks, but there are other experts who are saying, medical experts, healthcare experts, who are saying, if you deal with the public, you should wear a mask. I'm wondering, why is it that MARTA is waiting for the CDC to give them direction and then at the same time saying, we're doing everything we can do? Well, one thing that you're not doing is providing the mask or the gloves. That's something that you can do regardless of a CDC requirement or recommendation. And remember, the CDC is not making a mandate. They're only making a suggestion, and you have the ability to follow that or not. But if you know the science as well, And you know of the other healthcare professionals who are saying it is a good idea if you deal with the public to wear a mask that actually protects, more so protects the public than the individual employee. Why would you not do that?
Well, you know, we're doing two things. One thing, I believe in everything that I've read and everyone that we're interacting on the public health side is making the recommendation to follow what the CDC is saying. So that's where we're looking to. And then the other thing that we've done is we've made sure that the employees who are concerned and want to take that extra step, we have already reimbursed them to get that equipment that they need to protect us. We are getting more masks, and when they are here, and when there's a clear recommendation about what to do, there's a whole lot of confusion and speculation, and we've got to protect our employees. And the way we think we can do that best is to listen to the organization, the CDC, which is best positioned to give us those recommendations.
Okay. We are currently under a social distancing mandate. That mandate says you have to maintain at least 6 feet apart from the other person. However, MARTA bus operators are saying because of the decreased bus routes and the increase of individuals who are riding those buses, some are homeless, some are elderly, but there's no fare. They don't have to spend money now. And because of where they have to now sit on the bus, because there's limited space, given the protection that you all have created to protect the bus operator, that more people are packed in the buses closer together, and it is impossible to practice social distancing. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, so let me talk about the change that we've made. We have cut service on some of our bus routes. We have about a 60% decrease in ridership that we've seen across our system. The 10 busiest bus routes, we have maintained the level of service that's been out there for some time, have not cut any service on our busiest bus routes. And on the rest of the bus routes, we've cut about 70% of service. We have additional buses that are out there to be dispatched, where our bus operators are observing the beginning of overcrowding. And then the other thing we did to make sure that we're protecting our employees is we've made a clear separation between the passengers and our bus operators for the safety of our bus operators. What we have done in terms of making sure that the overcrowding is dealt with quickly is we've asked our bus operators to, obviously, as you said, let people through the back door to be safe. We ask our bus operators to monitor the level of service inside the bus. They can see that when they're through the mirror, when they're riding, and when they're stopped, they can stand up and see how crowded the bus is. The direction that we've given was when it gets to a 50% level and we're beginning to approach a condition that wouldn't allow for the 6 feet distance, we want that operator to call our bus dispatcher. We're dispatching an extra bus that we have around the system and getting it on that line. And the next thing that we've asked the operators to do, if it gets to 70%, that the operator should stop accepting more passengers, continue in service, only let people get off, change the destination of the sign that will say the bus is full. And the bus that's already been dispatched is going to be able to get there and pick up the passengers who can't get onto that full bus.
Okay.
And the other thing, that we need to recognize is that there is, people need to worry about themselves. And if a bus is too crowded, don't get on it. Please don't get on it. That's what everyone is telling us to do. And wait for the next bus. We're going to make sure that we can get another bus there as quickly as possible.
Okay, we got a few callers. Let me go to them now. I know your time is limited. I appreciate you being on the show. We have Robert. Thank you. We have Robert, a MARTA employee. Robert, good day. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Parker. Yes. Here's my question here. If we're practicing and we are the backbone of this company, right? why are there 3 to 4 people in a truck? Why are we not practicing social distance with that? This baffles me. I don't understand that. I'm just trying to. The numbers have increased now of more employees with this virus. I'm just trying to understand. You got heavy cleaning. You got landscapers. You got building support. People in a truck together, packed in together, 4 people to a truck. It does not make sense. I just need to know, what are we doing with that?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call.
First of all, and we have been very clear. We started middle of March daily communications with you and all of your fellow employees, and making it clear that the 6 feet separation is important and expected of everyone. And all I can say, not knowing the details, and I'll follow up on this, we need to make sure that all of our employees are practicing that safe separation. We've provided training to all of our employees about the virus and how to protect themselves. We put notices up. We're actually putting posters up now to remind people. So if there's a situation that you're uncomfortable with, tell your supervisor that you're uncomfortable with it and don't do it. Your personal safety, the safety of you going home to your family this evening, is what I'm most worried about today. So,
Mr. Parker, are you aware of how many MARTA employees have contracted coronavirus?
The number that I have as of yesterday is we've had 8 employees who have reported that they've tested positive.
Okay. We have another caller. We have Joanne, another MARTA employee on the line. Joanne, good day. Welcome.
Thank you so much for coming on to address our concerns. First of all, Rashad, thank you for the push through moment. I'm one of the employees.
My pleasure.
That is in quarantine, and I'm just awaiting my testing. Other industries are providing hazardous pay for their frontline employees. What is your position or opinion on paying your employees their hazardous pay for risking
their lives? All right,
thank
you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Okay, Mr. Parker, what's your position now on hazardous pay? I know initially a statement came out that you all were not doing hazardous pay. Many companies and many government and quasi-governmental agencies are.
The question you ask is, we have been considering it, and we've had an ongoing dialogue with the leadership of the union. I speak to the president of the union every day. It is an issue that we've talked about. It will be something that we need to do as part of the collective bargaining agreement that we have with the union. That's the mutual agreement that we have that sets how we pay people, how we compensate people. And I am not, and the organization is not against hazard pay, but I think that what we need to fully understand is the impact of hazard pay in terms of how it's going to allow us to continue to do our business and deliver service in the future. We are hemorrhaging with our revenue right now. That is an absolute serious problem that MARTA is going to face, and many businesses and many governments are going to face. So right now we're focusing on finalizing a leave policy that will make sure that, in addition to the great benefits, the sick time and the vacation time that our employees get, that we're making sure that anyone affected by this virus has some additional protection. Working with the union right now on that. The union told me they were going to send some requests about hazard pay, and we're doing an ongoing dialogue about that. And the other thing I want to add, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, just, you know, we are working with, trying to understand what other transit agencies are doing around the country in regards to hazard pay, and as well as, Fulton and DeKalb County have City of Atlanta and DeKalb County have added hazard pay to for their frontline employees, and these are all things that we want to consider. But the problem that we face in the future is our revenue levels are so affected by what's going on in the downturn in the economy that we're also going to struggle to maintain the level of service that this region needs and our customers expect going forward.
Right.
So quite frankly,
it's a harsh,
we just have to
it's a harsh reality.
Those two realities. It is.
Right. It is a reality. And there is a multi-billion dollar cutout in the stimulus bill specifically for transportation. You can argue if that's enough or not, but it's definitely available now. Available this morning.
Yeah, that's not true. It's not available yet. In fact, we haven't even gotten the final numbers from the ATL about how much money we'll receive. We think we're going to get about $250 million. That's a huge amount of money. I'm truly grateful for that, and it is going to have a huge impact on our ability to deliver service. But it is no way going to fill anywhere near the gap of the revenue that we're going to lose in terms of sales tax and fare revenue. With the
sure, I understand that, but Mr. CEO, what yes. I said is true. April 3rd, the Loan Administration Office, the SBA, who will actually oversee the process for you all receiving that money, said that the money is available. The protocols for getting the money is still being developed. So when I say the money is available, that is a true statement. It is not untrue what I just said.
The money that you're talking about from the SBA does not come to MARTA. We're talking about the money that comes from the Federal Transit Administration. I was on a phone call with them just yesterday. They're putting together their regulations. The ATL organization's division of the state is still working on the split between each of the transit agencies in the region. So, I don't wish to delay the report. We know it's coming. The money's not in our bank account. We are working through the process of how we can access, and it is going to be very helpful for the continuity of keeping our service, trying to make sure that we don't have to lay off or furlough employees, which is going to become more and more difficult to manage over time.
Mr. CEO, you got a lot of people still calling from MARTA. Are you willing to take their calls this morning?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, hold tight for me. I'll come back to you on the other side of the break. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show. I still have the CEO and general manager of MARTA on the show answering questions about what the whistleblower said earlier during the week, the bus operator from MARTA, and others who are listening in and calling in. Mr. CEO, I appreciate you spending this time on the show this morning.
You're very welcome, Dr. Ritchie. Can I just correct one thing that's very important that I changed, and it's not a trivial a change. You had asked me how many MARTA employees that we know of have contracted the virus. I said 8. I just got a note that we do have a 9th case that we're aware of, so the number's 9. Those are people, they're people's lives, so I don't want to trivialize a number like that. It's important to make sure that our employees and customers know the facts around that.
I appreciate that distinction. We have Tracy, another MARTA employee, on the line. Tracy, good day. Welcome.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Park, thank you for coming on. And Rashad, thank you for having him on. My concern is regarding, you mentioned the whites and the things that are provided for the rail operators. I am a rail operator. I have never been given a wipe or anything to clean the cab. I brought myself. We were given 2 ounces of hand sanitizer about 2 weeks ago, some of which was expired. I challenge you, Mr. Parker, to actually go out and see what we're dealing with as frontline employees, because I'm not sure that you're being given accurate information, because I'm going to assume that if you were, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in. I do understand we have to provide a service, but I also think that there should be some protection. We have nowhere to wait, that we're not in contact with other people. I mean, we could wait in our cab, but we can't do anything in our cab, so that does us no good as rail operators. We have no...
Tracy, I got other callers, but we definitely hear your complaint and your question. So let me go directly to the CEO for an answer. Mr. Parker, did you hear her issue?
I did. And, you know, to one thing is I will continue to go out, and I've seen the wipes that we've put together. I can't explain why you haven't received them, Tracy. I will follow up on that. But our management staff at the rail operators headquarters at Avondale and at Armour Yard are putting together and should be, and I will personally follow up on making sure that we're getting these wipes out to and other cleaning products out to our employees, because it's critically important.
Mr. Parker, I'm receiving inboxes from MART employees saying that they have not been notified that workers they may have come in contact with could possibly be infected from the coronavirus. Is that true?
I can tell you, I don't know the details of the emails that you're receiving, but we have gone to great lengths to make sure that we're tracking employees that are sick. We several weeks ago, we instituted an intake form when anyone calls in sick to gather more information. And we just posted on our website, I think yesterday, details of all the cases. And so we interview any employee who is reporting to suspect they have the virus, and we are contacting and asking employees who have been in close proximity to those people to go home and to stay home for 14 days or up to 14 days, depending on how long it was. So we are going to great lengths to make sure that we are notifying any employee who has been come in contact with a fellow employee who may have contracted the virus.
Gary, go ahead.
Good morning, both gentlemen. Rashad, thank you for being an advocate for people and being honest. Good morning, Mr. Parker, as well. Real quick, I did look at the FTA, and the number that was allowed it was $370 million, $947, and $76. But my question to Mr. Parker with keeping in line with the CDC recommendation of social distancing, would you consider going to 7 people on the regular size bus and 9 people on your articulate bus? That is actually in line with the CDC of social distancing.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your question. Mr. CEO?
Yeah, the number that you reference is the number that comes to the Atlanta region. Although we're by far the largest transit operator, we're not the only one. That money is shared among all transit operators, and we believe our share will be somewhere around $250 million. But we haven't seen the final numbers of our share. We have seen the numbers of what's going to Metro Atlanta. We're gonna continue. We want to make sure that our customers are safe in the compartments, and they can separate themselves in a manner that's safe. And we're gonna continue to do that with the procedures that I talked about. If a bus starts to become overcrowded, to make sure that we stop letting more people on the bus and having a relief bus dispatched onto that line.
Mr. CEO Jeffrey Parker, General Manager and Chief Executive Officer of MARTA, I appreciate you coming on the show today to answer tough questions. And something has to be said about a CEO who stands up in the middle of a crisis, agree with his answers or disagree with his answers. He came here and provided them. I appreciate you being on my show today.
Hey, be safe, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Absolutely. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Bridges Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.